in the future, I think it'll be important when someone is requested to come and speak about any particular focus to make sure they know ahead of time they need to do a written report. Because to come up with one after the fact, you know,
it's,
and even when I let the staff know that we needed to do that, you know, I understood it wasn't, you know, I mean, to come up with what it was you reported, which is what the record should show, isn't that easy to do. But so I'll go through and make sure we do get what, from the reports that have been held to date, and I'm just asking the board to assist in making sure when we do make a request that we always say to, you know, present orally to the board on such and such a date and to have a written report as well.
Yes, and we certainly need to do that.
So that will help, and we'll see if we can't get those others.
Okay, at this point, it's time for the public comment, if there is any. Anybody want to comment?
The comment I would make, I wish we could get more people to our meeting, because that's why we come to Omaha and North Platte and so forth. We had a nice one in North Platte.
Yes, we sure did.
Yep.
Is Craig here?
No, Craig left a little while ago.
So there's only Fritzy left, huh? Fritzy, you got any comments?
Just other, it would be nicer if more of them showed up.
Yeah, but it really would.
Thought there would have been.
Okay, well, part of our job is to make sure we make, you know, give people reasons to come and remind them of their.
Well, usually if people have a big time problem, then those are the ones. So a lot of it is when things are going smooth.
And that's what I would like to comment. Not that I don't like the fact that we would like to have more people here, but if you take a look at different commissions for the blind or different boards, usually people don't come to the meetings only when there is a hot issue or a concern.
Well, a lot of people complain on the outside, up and down to everybody, but they won't come to the board and complain.
Exactly, that's what I'm
saying.
If it's important enough, they will come.
If they have an issue, bring it and air it. Nobody's going to get on their case if they, you know.
I think sometimes people basically want others to handle their problems for them. They'll complain to individual.
Yeah. They feel it won't do any good.
Yeah.
But it will do some good.
Sure.
Well, we'll just keep hanging in there and encouraging people and hopefully being approachable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we can do.
How do your people build? I hear that they think, we're just, you know, mouthpieces for the NFB or something, like whatever that means. But
I think that feeling's out there.
But, I mean, you're being from the ACB, and I say, well, you know, I can't recall Bill Orister voting different on any single issue that we've ever voted on, or we don't make him sit in the corner or anything. He's there as full participant.
That's right.
Right with us.
I've got my vote, you know. I think there's a feeling out there, you know, hostility between the organizations, but we shouldn't have that. We shouldn't communicate that to the board. You know, we have to be neutral. We're trying to advance the commission, NFB and ACB both. They have an interest in it. If they'd come and see the caliber of people they have in the commission, they may not have so many complaints.
So you don't hear anything from
me? Oh, yes.
Oh, you do hear it, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
I love the people that have, you know, they don't want to go on record with anything, but, you know, they've heard that this is that, the person doesn't want to come forth because they just know they won't get a fair hearing.
I brought issues too. Pearl has been raised in the ACB. She responds to them. They're not always easy to respond to, but I guess I have a responsibility to bring those issues, whether they're good or bad issues, you know. That's not important. It's not for me to say. But I think we have a good board. I think they try real hard.
Okay, we're ready for new business, and the only thing that we have on the new business part of the agenda is the location, date, and time of the next meeting. Now, we do have the meeting at which we'll be meeting with the staff. That is not, as we talked about the last meeting, the same thing as, you know, as a meeting of the Board of Commissioners, unless we choose to say that it is.
Well, you said you're going to be in Pittsburgh then that weekend before?
Right, 14th to 17th. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe that Saturday would be, because I think the following Saturday, I think works for me. I think my conflict's on the Sunday. So I think that Saturday, so what does that, the...
22nd.
The 22nd.
Now, if we wanted to revisit the list, the questionnaire thing, before we meet with the staff, we wouldn't want to have the...
Couldn't we do that? Don't just think an email between us, kind of come up with our list and that we come up with, and then have it kind of ready for them?
We could do that, sure.
Or meet the weekend before the, what was it?
They'll all be gone.
Or you mean the week before that?
Like the 8th.
8th or 7th?
Saturday the 8th.
That would work for me.
I wonder if it would pose a problem for Michelle.
That's what I was wondering about.
To Lincoln
too.
Both for that, and I think it really is going to be important if she can make it to the staff
interactive meeting. I think so too.
So it's just something
would
to
it
consider.
Be workable for you, Pearl, if we had our board meeting in the morning? And then meet with the staff in the afternoon.
Sure, that's a good idea.
That sounds good.
Make it a one-trip deal.
Mm-hmm.
So just do it on that Tuesday, the 18th?
What do you think, Barb?
We could do that. I wonder if Nichelle would be coming with somebody,
In any case, the Scotts Bluff people would have to come the day before.
Okay, so
well, if we met in the morning, she'd have to be there the day before, too.
Right, I mean, even she'd have to be there.
She'd almost have,
anyway.
Yeah. So if we were to say the morning of the 18th, like if we met at 9 in the morning or something like that, would that be, or would we want to be even earlier than that?
Or
would
we? Earlier, maybe.
We could be 8. Do we want to?
I would say 8.
Can we be 8, Fritz?
You'd have.
Yeah, Dorothy, would you be coming the day before, or would you be coming that day, or how would you be?
I'd probably come that morning because Fritz, usually works till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And so we just...
How long a drive is it from?
2.5 hours. So we'd have to leave home at 5:30.
The weather was all right, we wouldn't have any problem with that, but maybe the only thing that would be a drawback would be... That'd be
great.
Yeah, that's always
the
problem.
Yeah,
that time
of
year.
So.
Yeah.
What about 8:30? It's a little more.
Well, we could compromise and do 8:30.
That sounds good to me. Of course, that doesn't matter.
Would you be able to take a vacation day?
Well, should I try to get off, yeah.
But if I could always do Greyhound the night before.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. What time do you think would be?
Why don't we do 8:30?
Okay. Does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of decides the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
that means Lincoln.
Right. Yeah.
Bob, would you have transportation over there, or do you want to stop and pick you up? Or, see, that makes a difference, too.
Yeah, I could probably maybe catch a ride with somebody coming up from the...
Oh.
Will the state people be coming that morning from Omaha? They come the night before?
They'd be coming that morning, but not necessarily to arrive by 8:30, but there might, I mean, I imagine Nancy...
Yeah, because they wouldn't need to be there till in the afternoon.
Right. But possibly, you know, Nancy usually would be glad, would want to be at the board meeting anyway, and would be glad to do that. She's already left. She left a little bit ago, but...
Robert possibly, too. Mm-hmm. Likes to be at him also, so...
Right.
Okay, so 8:30 on the 18th, going once, twice, sold. Is there any further business to come before us?
I make a motion, will you adjourn?
The one thing I just want to throw out quickly, because I don't think it needs to be something we deal with now, but just that issue that I raised, Pearl, that I'd heard, you know, that the when employees are hired, that they... you know, one of the first things they do is go through the training down at the center, and before they, you know, necessarily even, you know, they haven't got their job sat in their job desk yet, and if there's a way of, you know, if that's, if there's any disadvantage there, because obviously it's, you know, it's a big expense, and if we hire somebody, put them on salary, send them through all the training, and then we find out they're not going to work out for whatever reason, that... my thought would just be, is that the case, and if is that something to, you know, to think about or ponder or for future conversations?
May I make a comment?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think it's the contrary. When they come to the center, it's reinforced whether or not they're really, because they are getting to the net, the real thing, what planet is about, and that's the best way to find out. Now, when we said training, they spend 1 week with me and Bob, and we tell them about what their jobs are about. So for a week we talk about the kind of jobs they will do, talk about different scenarios and history of the agency and so forth.
That's right. And also during the 3 months they do spend time going to, like, to visit Radio Talking Book in the Library for the Blind and going with counselors on some field visits. So it's a mix. I'd be real glad to bring it as a topic if that's the, you know, if the board would like to do that.
Maybe something to ask the staff. Because that's who I heard from some employees that have said that, you know, people don't even for sure know what their job is, and they've gone through all their stuff, and then they really start their job after they get through the training.
Yeah.
I
really agree with Carlos for the most part. I mean, and there's maybe we can tweak pieces of it to make sure they do know what their job is, but I think the reason we have such a, for the most part, very committed staff that stay with us for a long time is because, you know, they get the commitment of what it is that we do, learning the paperwork, learning how you communicate with the clients and what your actual tasks are.
How long are they on probation?
Well, a minimum of 6 months, and then in some cases longer. Not necessarily because they aren't doing well, but if there were a lot of interruptions with meetings or trips or different things, the supervisor needs to have enough time after the center training to really make sure the person does know their job and does understand what the expectations are. But generally 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, the concern would be they've had enough time because before the supervisor really gets their hands on them is after they've gone through the center.
Right, and the supervisors have gotten really, I think, quite good at realizing when they need, well, and even in the center, sometimes it's not just 3 months. Some staff stay longer if that's what's determined to be needed. So there's no guarantee you'll be done 3 months from the day you start. But
they're not held for the 3 months. If they decide after 2 weeks they don't like the working for the agency,
they're gone.
Well, yeah.
If it's they decide or if it's sometimes we decide.
Right.
And And really having that belief in what we do and why we do it the way we do is just absolutely crucial.
Oh, you have to set the standard, there's no doubt mm-hmm. about that. Yeah.
Okay, so my interruption. So we had a second to adjourn.
Well, what you raised did raise the issue of do we want to... we had talked at one point about having the business enterprise be the next focus topic. I guess, you know, my opinion is if we're going to go over the questionnaire things, if we have anything we want to say about that before we meet with the staff or whatever, we ought to maybe not have a specific focus topic at the next meeting.
Right.
Because also if we get done early, we'll have time to
maybe we
mingle
can have a
and
thing,
that kind of thing.
The whole theme of that day is the commission and the NCBBI staff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be very productive, very good use of time for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And the topic of staff training can tie in there too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We always look at ways we can improve what we do. So just because I expound about how great it is, you know, the positive things about the way it is, doesn't mean we're not open to looking at how we can improve it.
Okay, is there further business? If not,
Second.
We're adjourned.